Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
All right, there's a lot to discuss as far as the 49ers, a recap of Friday's game, what to look forward to as they descend on Minneapolis and take on the Vikings for these joint practices. Speaking of joints. Yes, Trey Lance injuries, especially the offensive line. Boy, Samuel Womack looks like he might be the nickel corner, all sorts of things to discuss. And he does a great job. Chris Biederman, he's a senior sports reporter for the Sac Bee. He's covered the 49ers for a long time. Candlestick Chronicles podcast that you got to make sure that you are listening to as well. And he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Chris. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. Let's start just recapping Friday. Anybody wants to know about Trey Lance, makes the great throw to Danny Gray. What was your overall impression of Trey's first outing of the year?
Yeah, I thought he looked comfortable, right? I think that's really the most important thing. And, yeah, four or five and whatever his stat line was is solid. But, you know, the accuracy is always going to be the number one thing you look for. But just he doesn't look like he's over his skis. And sometimes you see that with young quarterbacks, and that can be a telltale sign of how they're going to end up playing in the regular season. And I think Trey, for the most part, during the practices that I've been to, has looked comfortable. I know there's been a mixed bag of results on the practice field in terms of, you know, whatever his completion rate is and some of the interceptions he's thrown. But in that game, I think just overall, once, you know, it's pretty clear to me, like once Kyle Shanahan starts dialing up plays and sequences that he does during the regular season, which I think he does as well, if not better than anybody else in the league, I think things are going to be a lot easier for Trey Lance. Particularly when he's not going against his own defense. So my takeaway is that, you know, he was comfortable. He hit most of his throws. You'd obviously like the timing and maybe the accuracy to be a little bit better on that other throw he had to Danny Gray on that third down from the left hash to the right sideline. But given, you know, what we know about Trey Lance's work ethic and how much time he puts into it, I would expect him to take incremental steps as time goes on. And you know, he's a first-time starting quarterback, so there are going to be peaks and valleys for sure. But I think, you know, given the situation that he's stepping into and the players around him and the coaching staff calling the plays for him, I think he's going to be in a pretty good spot. And I expect the 49ers to be, you know, to be up there in the NFC if they stay healthy.
It's obvious this offseason, Chris, the 49ers are all in on Trey. So the talking point we had here was, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo would be a tremendous backup quarterback. I know it's expensive, but there's nobody you'd rather have behind Trey. And Trey does run a lot, and he did suffer some injuries last year to various body parts in the 10 quarters he played or even the preseason. So I thought, you know, right away when the offseason commenced, they got to go out and get a veteran quarterback to back him up. They have not done that. They've done the direct opposite. They're going with Nate Sudfeld, who has made no starts in his 6 years in the NFL in Washington and mostly Philadelphia on the 49er practice squad last year, 37 pass attempts. And then the guy who was the last overall pick in the entire draft, Brock Purdy, with no experience, obviously a rookie. But watching them play on Saturday, Sudfeld played really well. You see all the training camp throws and movement. His movement skill was there. I was immensely impressed with Purdy in the game. I think they can win with Brock Purdy, a quarterback, because he's not going to make errors and he's going to manage the team expertly. So tell me what you think of the second and third quarterback. Is there a battle at all? Would Purdy be able to move ahead of Sudfeld? And with the joint practices, Trey, you know, probably won't play at all on Saturday for the actual preseason game. I mean, we may see those guys, maybe Sudfeld takes a half and Purdy takes the second half, Chris.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm with you in that. I think Sudfeld has been better than what I expected, and, you know, particularly in that Green Bay game where he completed 8 of 11. And he got off to a nice start, obviously, when you have Ray McLeod running wide open for an easy pitch and catch touchdown on his first throw of the game. I think that generally helps. But, I mean, you know, Greg, like, you can just follow the money, right? They gave Nate Sudfeld the $2 million guaranteed. It, more than likely, Kyle Shanahan's going to keep just two quarterbacks on the 53-man roster. So, given those guarantees, I think it would be a big surprise if Sudfeld wasn't the backup and Brock Purdy ended up supplanting him for the number two job. But to me, when I look at Brock Purdy, I mean, it just reminds me a lot of Nick Mullins, right? Just very similar skill sets. I think the attitudes are very similar just in terms of the way they approach the game. And I think Kyle Shanahan likes Purdy for the same reasons he liked Nick Mullins, in that he can run the offense. He can deliver the ball where he needs to, maybe despite not having, you know, the traits that you'd ideally want for a quarterback, namely, you know, a particularly strong arm, right? So I think, you know, it's kind of a reflection of Kyle Shanahan and what he values when it comes to getting a quarterback, either, you know, late in the draft with the last pick taken or even undrafted guys. He just wants somebody who's cerebral, who can manage the offense, who can make the throws that he needs to make. And, you know, those guys are going to fall because they don't have the skill sets to work with. So it's kind of, you know, instead, if you're down to your third quarterback, say, like, you probably want somebody that you don't have to worry about their ability to actually just run the offense, to call the plays, to make the right reads. You know, it's not Kyle Shanahan typically, when it comes to those guys, isn't taking like a high upside quarterback with all the physical traits. He just wants somebody who he can, you know, keep the rest of the offense in line in terms of the way those guys are used and all of that. But no, I would be pretty surprised, honestly, if Purdy really pushed Sudfeld for the backup job. But, you know, maybe in 2023, that's a conversation we have about maybe Purdy, you know, moving up the depth chart in the same way that Nick Mullins did. And Nick Mullins obviously took advantage of some opportunities he had because of injuries to guys ahead of him when, you know, he first got into that game against the Raiders because C.J. Beathard was hurt and had a thumb injury and then kind of took off from there. So I think it just speaks to how good Kyle Shanahan is at identifying the strengths and weaknesses of his quarterbacks and tailoring his game plans to their specific strengths. And so, yeah, I mean, if Brock Purdy ever did have to get into a game at some point, I would expect the offense to still move the ball a little bit. Obviously, it has a substantially lower ceiling with Purdy in there as opposed to somebody like Trey Lance, who has all those physical traits you want. But, you know, given who Kyle Shanahan is and what he's good at, I would expect the offense to still be relatively successful if it ever got to that point.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Chris Biederman is joining us from the Sacramento Bee, the Candlestick Chronicles podcast. Make sure you're following him at Chris Biederman as we're talking Niners as they head over to Minnesota. Injuries, another big story. Jimmy Ward, he's in question for the Bears game. You already got your corners a little bit banged up as well. And then the big news, maybe Sam Womack, who was so great, stole one pass away, made a nice play over the middle, two interceptions in that game. He looks like he's on track to be the nickelback now. So give us your thoughts on the secondary with the injuries and with Womack ascending.
Yeah, you know, when they drafted Womack in the fifth round, I asked around a little bit, and you know, from what I heard inside the building, they thought he really had a chance to win the nickel job as a rookie. And, you know, I talked to Womack a little bit after the game, and he said a lot of the coverages he ran in college were were basically the same as what his responsibilities are now with the 49ers. Just the terminology is different. So it's been a relatively smooth transition for him. And even Kyle Shanahan said after the game that, you know, when he first got to Cleveland as offensive coordinator and K'Wan Williams was there, he was an undrafted rookie who ended up starting at nickel there for them. And then when he moved on to Atlanta and when they, you know, went to on the Super Bowl run in 2016, they had a rookie seventh round pick playing nickel for them there. So it's not entirely out of the question for, you know, a young and experienced guy relative, you know, to the NFL to have that type of role, even though it is a pretty difficult role. A lot of defensive players will tell you they think nickel is one of the hardest positions to play because, you know, you're near the line of scrimmage. There's so much traffic there. You're often tasked with covering, you know, really shifty receivers. And now even the league's going to more physical, you know, bigger receivers in the slot. And occasionally you have to cover tight ends and blitz and all those things. So it speaks to, you know, just the kind of the player that Sam Womack is and that he can take all that on early on. And look, we know Kyle Shanahan is tough on rookies, right? We saw it last year with, you know, D'Amador Lenore and Ambry Thomas. And, you know, he just didn't feel like those guys were ready and he wasn't willing to play them early in the season, which led to, you know, Dre Kirkpatrick coming in off the scrap heap and Josh Norman having to start all those games. And so anytime Kyle Shanahan is willing to make a bet on a rookie, and you can look through the history since he became head coach since 2017, when young guys play, they generally end up being pretty good. And, you know, the obvious candidates or the obvious guys you look at are Fred Warner, George Kittle. These are all guys who played a ton as rookies. And I'm not saying, you know, Sam Womack's going to be a Pro Bowler, all pro like those guys have been. But, you know, for Kyle Shanahan to give a rookie a starting job, particularly this early in the process, indicates to me that he has a lot of trust in somebody like Sam Womack. So we saw that manifest itself in the game on Friday. And I guess the team thought they've seen enough from Womack in practices and the preseason game to say, yeah, the starting job is most likely his because, you know, they like Darqueze Dennard. And certainly he's a guy who's bounced around and been at a few different spots, but he played well late last season when the 49ers really needed him to in that Week 18 game against the Rams when they lost a bunch of players due to COVID. But, you know, they felt good enough about Womack that they think he can play right away. And I think the early returns would indicate that. And like I said, it seems like it's been a smooth transition based on all those coverages that those similar coverages that he ran in college that he's now running with the 49ers.
And this week of practice for a guy like Samuel Womack III. So the 49ers are already in the Twin Cities. And in Eagan, the home of the Vikings, they're going to practice with their group on tomorrow and Thursday. And Minnesota, Cincinnati's trio wide receivers, obviously really good. But Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, the underrated young K.J. Osborne, they also have a really good fourth one in B.C. Johnson. And, you know, they got some players over there in the running back room with Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison. So size that up for the 49ers. Brian O'Neill, the Pro Bowl right tackle for Minnesota, maybe against Bosa and Drake Jackson is going to be interesting. And then on defense, they run a 34 defense, which is a different base look. They got Za'Darius Smith over from Green Bay, Danielle Hunter, big Harrison Phillips, obviously, on the nose, and they got some great safety. So tell me what you're going to be looking for when the 49ers and Vikings have these joint practices, Chris, coming tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah, well, given all the injuries that the 49ers are dealing with, whether it's, you know, Charvarius Ward and Emmanuel Mosley and you know, their secondary is up for a big challenge. You outlined it right there. Those are some really good receivers, and you can make a case that the Vikings might have, you know, maybe one of the five best receiving cores in the league. Certainly Justin Jefferson is a star, and Adam Thielen seems to produce every year. And that's going to be a really tough challenge for guys like Ambry Thomas and D'Amador Lenore. And I think those guys need reps. I think the 49ers are pretty comfortable with, you know, what they know about Charvarius Ward and Emmanuel Mosley. And obviously any work at this time of year is good work. But, you know, if they had the choice of those guys practicing this week or being healthy for week one, I'm certain they would take the health at the start of the season. So, you know, for a guy like Lenore, I don't know if he's on the roster bubble, but I certainly think he you know, it's not a guarantee that he makes the team. I think they need him to play well. To feel good about the back end of that cornerback group. I think Ambry Thomas has a little bit more equity in terms of what he's shown on the field, particularly late last season, and somebody who could be their third or fourth cornerback this year. So, yeah, it's going to be a good test for them. And offensively, you know, with Mike McGlinchey, you know, getting a PRP injection into his knee and probably not practicing this week. You mentioned the pass rush. Colton McKivitz, who seems to have a real strong grasp on the swing tackle role, will likely get a lot of reps at right tackle. And, you know, he might be a guy who's needed throughout the season, given McGlinchey's health issues. And, that, you know, there's a little bit of a question mark there. He said after the game he felt pretty good, but then the game on Friday and then the next day, you know, had some knee irritation that the team reported. And so he'll be getting some time off. So really ultimately, like, the theme for me for the 49ers in Minnesota, more so than the starters getting practice time against the Vikings, is going to be some of these backups who are thrust in action because of injuries elsewhere. And you could also include Tarvarius Moore, the safety, who's going to be playing in place of Jimmy Ward, because, you know, Ward is dealing with a hamstring injury that might prevent him from playing in week one, Kyle Shanahan said earlier this week. So, you know, coming off the Achilles tear, which kept Tarvarius Moore from playing last season, these are going to be really important reps for him too, because he might actually be a guy that's playing week one and forced into action. So he's been knocking rust off, and obviously he gave up that touchdown in man-to-man coverage on Friday against the Packers. I don't know that he's necessarily going to be in those types of situations when the regular season starts, because I would imagine they're going to try to scheme around situations like that. But no, these are important reps. And I think ultimately it's going to be the backups getting these reps that are going to benefit the most, because, you know, the 49ers are a pretty veteran laden team. And while you do appreciate the level of work that requires at this time of year, I think it's more important for the young guys to get that work than a lot of the older vets who have, you know, been in two pretty long playoff runs in the last 3 years.
That's Chris Biederman. You can tell the Candlestick Chronicles podcast is great. Make sure you're following that, Chris Biederman, and, of course, reading his great stuff in the Sacramento Bee. Thanks as always, man. We'll see you out of practice.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, man.
Thank you, Chris.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.